That, of course, is the hit song Wrecking Ball, which swung Miley Cyrus into first place on the Billboard's Hot 100 chart in 2013. And now the song is crashing through the auction block. The song is listed on the website Royalty Exchange with just hours until close. So if you have an extra $36,000 or so lying around, you could own the rights to this song, or at least a part of the rights. Music journalist Sherry Hu says a lot of hit songs like Wrecking Ball have an increasing number of songwriters and producers on them, and they all own shares, essentially, in those songs. They can then sell their share on a platform like Royalty Exchange to make some cash. I spoke with Hu via Skype as the clock on Wrecking Ball ticked down, and I asked her, who's actually buying the rights to these songs?
The range is quite big. I've met investors who are actually professional musicians, but they have some sort of investing background, or they've saved up some money and are interested in investing in other catalogs aside from their own. There are definitely more and more people from the traditional like finance and tech world that are investing in these catalogs, or at least participating in auctions, which I find really interesting. So yeah, it's a pretty wide range, and I think Royalty Exchange is benefiting from a recent new law that was passed that allowed companies to, I guess, raise money from non-traditional private investors as well, not just top accredited.
Interesting. Okay. So this has sort of opened it up to not, you know, the everyday music fan, but to somebody, you know, for example, who wants to own a piece of Wrecking Ball with $35,000.
Yes, exactly. Whereas previously, the only really viable way you would do that would be to work at a publishing company and then to buy maybe like all of Miley Cyrus's catalog. Like, I think the traditional way that like songwriting and publishing acquisitions happen is definitely in bulk. And this has caused debate in the music industry about whether it's actually a viable investment, is that the flexibility that a platform like Royalty Exchange provides means that you can auction off individual songs, or like a smaller number of songs, which I think from a financial perspective is a little bit more difficult to predict in terms of how the songs will perform in the future. Whereas if you have like the entire like Miley Cyrus's entire catalog, or I'm thinking of a much like the Beatles' entire catalog, projecting earnings from that, I think, is just a much easier exercise.
Yeah, that's a safer bet. Okay. So can this be, if you invest in the right song, a lucrative world?
Yes, I think it could totally be a lucrative investment. And one interesting part of how Royalty Exchange works is that most of the investments are more or less passive. Like, as an artist, say that you're signed to a record label, or as a songwriter, you're assigned to a publisher, they have a controlling stake in the copyright, which means that they also have a vested interest in going out and making sure that the song is getting as many licenses or as much exposure as possible. So like the publisher will really proactively try to get that song placed in movies or TV, which is an increasingly lucrative revenue stream for a lot of songs. Or like a label will just be really proactive in helping the song generate, you know, as many sales, as many streams as possible. Whereas most of the investors on Royalty Exchange, I think, are not actually active in the music industry, and they might not necessarily have the desire or the time to proactively vouch for the songs that they invest in. But they just want to have sort of a more passive income stream from some asset that is growing. There have definitely been instances, especially in the streaming age, of a song that might not necessarily look like it's doing that well. It's like sort of tanking on the charts. It's not really generating enough activity, but then it gets placed in this blockbuster film, or it sort of surfaces again somehow, and then it has an entirely new life. And then because of streaming, people can stream it at any time, as many times as they want, and it just elongates the potential lifespan of a song, which I think people both inside and outside of the music industry are really excited about.
All right. Sherry Hu is a music and tech journalist who joined us to talk about Royalty Exchange. Sherry, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.